this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, June 23rd, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our joy to bring these messages of encouragement to you each weekday morning. Today we titled the message, Bad Day. Two scripture texts to comment on today, one from Matthew 6:34, which happens to be the words of Jesus, and then a familiar portion from Psalm 118, verse 24.
Each day has enough trouble of its own. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
There's a song called Bad Day being played a lot on pop music radio stations that I'm sure many of you have heard. I've visited job sites, stores, and other places and heard this music in the background. Astaire really enjoys it. It has a catchy tune that I enjoy as well. But there's something about the overall theme which speaks a lot about our current culture.
It's hard to understand the words, at least in the verses, for Stephen and me, but essentially, the bad day is due to relatively trivial things in life. In the case of the performer's song not doing well in the singing competition. But I've observed that so many people define good and bad days by the trivial. It rained at my picnic, so I had a bad day. My air conditioner is not working, so this is really a bad day. The traffic was terrible getting to work, so I'm having a bad day. Do you get the picture? Can you identify? I confess that I can easily slip into this mentality. Because of this trivial attitude, even in all of our blessings and affluence, so many experience one bad day after another. Have you heard the phrase, bad hair day?
As a family, we try to pray for people who are really having a bad day. We consider the families of soldiers killed in the war, accident victims, those dealing with truly despairing situations. The other night in church, a prayer request was offered for a family who, in horror, witnessed their mother slip and fall off a cliff to her death in a national park. At times, we may personally know these people, but much of the time, we just seek to compassionately pray for them, even though we may not know them. All of us have, to some degree, had these types of bad days, although some surely with more intensity and frequency than others.
The first daily verse expresses the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. He forthrightly observes, each day has enough trouble of its own. How very true and personally observable by each one of us. Jesus shared this in the context of worry. If you focus on troubles every day, you will have some. True 2,000 years ago, and it is true today. But these troubles do not have to make a bad day.
The psalmist, who surely knew troubles and had bad days, expresses a great truth to live by. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. God made today, this day, and every day. God doesn't make bad things. We have a decision, even though we will have troubles. Let us rejoice and be glad in this day.
Let's pray. Father, upon awakening this day and drawing our first conscious breath, we acknowledge your hand of blessing in our lives. Even as the rays of sunlight dissipate the vast darkness, we're reminded of your victorious power that melts the clouds of despair, replacing them with renewed hope. Enable us to look beyond the unwelcome, trivial frustrations of our day that leads to whining and complaining instead of being joyful and thankful. We, with absolute intention, choose to rejoice and be glad in the blessings that will unfold throughout this day. Amen. Just a little additional note today. As noted in the Daily Encouragement on several occasions, I often read about the origin of a hymn alongside my devotions. This morning I read about Henry Van Dyke, who wrote Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. In 1907, he was a guest preacher at Williams College in Massachusetts. At breakfast one morning, he handed the college president a piece of paper saying, "Here is a hymn for you. Your mountains, the Berkshires, were my inspiration." Well, if you're feeling like you're having a bad day, sing or read the words to this beautiful hymn, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. And you will soon realize how very good your day is. It would be a great song to sing at the breakfast table every morning. I'm having a women's breakfast tomorrow here at our home, and that's exactly what I'm planning for us to sing before we eat and as we recognize the blessings of each day the Lord has given to us. This morning, as we were preparing the message, our cat let out a loud meow. Well, it's very unusual for our cat to meow even softly. She certainly got my attention as I quickly swirled around in my chair to see why she was meowing in distress. Laying down beside our portable CD player unit on the floor, she had gotten her claw caught in one of the speaker holes. I came to her rescue, and all has been well since. In fact, she's laying right here beside our computer screen, sound asleep. It reminded me that even animals have those unwelcome intrusions in the course of their day, and they overcome, even as we certainly should overcome.
Amen. Thanks for sharing that perspective, Brooksine. Well, it's a joy to share with you today. Again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and our daughter is in here listening to the podcast. One of these days, she's going to add something. There are a couple of additional resources on the site today. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. If you're looking at the, if you're listening to the podcast on Friday, the 23rd, or actually through the weekend, the message will be up on the main page. If not, just go to that in the archive for the June 23rd. We have a photo up today that hopefully will cheer and encourage. We have a link to that great, great hymn of the church. In fact, an arrangement, a rather contemporary arrangement, upbeat by a group called River. And the song, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. And then finally, if you haven't heard the song I referred to in the opening paragraph, Bad Day, I managed to find an audio link to that as well. It would be interesting to change the words to reflect a more meaningful text in the song, because actually it does have a great tune. Have a blessed day today. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.